I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like to prioritize our self-care. I don't know what happened to my voice.
Self-care for yourself.
So what did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, I went to Target and just wandered around.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
What'd you find?
Okay, so...
Because that's never a question. Yeah, like, who walks out of Target without buying things? Empty-handed,
no.
Like, weirdos.
So, I bought some new throw pillows because Georgia eats our throw pillows.
Are they the ones behind me?
No.
Oh, okay.
Those are from Pier 1 from, like, 30 years ago.
They're very comfortable.
Yeah. But, so I got some new throw pillows. I got a cute little succulent. Yeah, I love a succulent. And then I also got... I really love Dr. Teal's bath stuff.
I don't know much about Dr. Teal's, but I know.
And it's cheap.
I also got a succulent. Sorry, I have to tell you the succulent.
What is your succulent?
I had googly eyes.
Well, that's adorable.
Yeah, it was so ridiculous. It was at Home Depot. And I was like, well, like I put on my story and I said, like, Home Depot 1, Kim 0.
Oh, I did see that.
Okay.
Mine is a calendiva.
Do you have a picture of it?
Calendiva.
Or where plant. Is it?
It's upstairs on our mantle.
I want to see it.
I literally, like, looked at the tag and I was like, can I take care of this? I don't know how to do this.
It's so low maintenance.
So I Googled it while I was at Target and I was like, oh, it's a succulent.
You water it every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you just feel the leaves.
But it's cute because it has these little orange flowers on it.
Aww.
So I thought it was like a plant.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like a succulent plant.
Succulents are so, low maintenance.
I was like, oh, you're coming home with me. So I took that, and then I got Dr. Teal's, like, bath salts, because they've got a good select at that Target.
And what then did also, you think about it? Do you like it?
Oh,
have
yeah.
you used it yet?
It's this one is, like, the calming one, so it's, like, rose smell, which I
love.
Oh,
that's good
smell.
For before bed.
Mm-hmm. And then I got, like, a bath milk that's got, like, I don't know, stuff that's good for your skin in it. And I was like,
why not?
Also, yes.
Yeah, I will take one.
Oh, and makeup things, because I know you love makeup.
I do.
I got, it was, like, what's it called? Like, Benefit?
Benefit.
Benefit.
There's a band called Benefit, and there's something called the Pore. Professional, and I need to buy that because it covers your pores.
Oh.
It's so great.
Well, I got some new mascara that's really cool.
I want to go shopping with your mom because your mom was like, I need some like foundation. Will you go with me?
Oh,
I was like,
yeah,
I will.
Okay.
We should all go makeup shopping.
Oh my God, I would love that. And then I got this thing that I saw on TikTok that was like the Benefit like lip tint or something like that.
Oh yeah. It looks kind of like,
it's natural.
Like nail polish.
Yes.
Yeah. People
and
use it. Do you know what it was used for before it was used as lip tint? On your nipples. Like, strippers would use it to make their nipples
oh,
really red.
Okay, that's why I know, because I was like, yeah. I feel like I've seen a TikTok about this. And I was like, I don't remember, but I remember I wanted to try it.
Yeah, strippers would use it to, like,
make their nipples more pink.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm gonna put on my nipples tonight.
See what happens?
Because it makes my lips a really pretty
color. A lot of girls were like...
I'm gonna tint my nipples.
We're like, yeah, you put on your nipples, and I always thought that was like,
I'm literally gonna try that tonight.
Did you get the like opaque one, or did you get the like straight up red one?
No, it's kind of like a tinted pink. But I put on my lips, and it looks very natural. Looks very pretty.
It looks like nail polish. So a lot of people weren't, but
like it's really like a thin consistency.
It is. It is really thin. You just have to be careful
because
like people would like do. do too much because it seems really light.
Well, it's not a gloss. Like, it's like
and then
tint.
It would fall down and people would have like a tint. So just be careful when you do that.
Don't, because I don't really like gloss too much because it feels too like sticky. Mm-hmm. But I put this on and it was really pretty. And
yeah,
it looked
Benefit's
very natural.
Great. Are they selling that at Target now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I know Clinique was there too.
Yeah, Clinique is there too.
Yeah, Benefit's a really cute company. It's like these women in Indiana started it.
Okay, well that makes me feel
they have something
better.
Called Professional. I'll buy some and I'll let you use it. My pores have been ridiculously huge. What you do is you dot it and you can't even tell. Okay. Like, it's awesome. I've been thinking about that for a while. I'm like, I need to go to Benefit.
All right, well, let's go to Super Target.
Let's do it.
God, I miss the days when I could just like call up a friend and be like, can we go to Super Target and just like walk around?
You have my number.
Okay,
we have each other's contact
information. It's also like 9 o'clock, so you know.
Well, we're not going tonight, but.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like last night it was like 9 o'clock, so.
That's the way to do it.
All right, what did you do? Sorry, that was a long.
No, I love talking about makeup. Did you see me? I like got up on my like.
Yeah, you were like,
elbow.
What?
I'm like,
tell me more.
Gosh, what did I do this week? Well, I started a new job and I'm really excited about it. But I went and got tacos with David.
Simon
on Tuesday. It was really nice to like kind of like find out the drama that's going on. There's none. Yeah. But just kind of talk about like what's going on with him, what's going on with me. It was just kind of nice to check up. Unfortunately, we didn't stay super long or else Keith would have met up with us because it's really close to like where Keith goes to work too. But it was just really nice like catching up with like a friend and everything.
Yeah,
because like
David's
always
good people.
Yeah, absolutely. I always feel like when you like leave a job, it's kind of like you either like, and a lot of the time you don't keep in contact with like coworkers, but like
there's a certain
we're on
rare
a different
few
level.
That do.
Yeah. Well, because like he's been there for like a lot of stuff, so like. But it was really good seeing him. We're hoping Amanda can come next week. If you're listening, Amanda.
Amanda.
Come next week.
Tacos.
I want to hear about Equinox.
Need I say more? Hello.
At this point, if you haven't seen me, it's fucking weird.
All right.
Mitch, tell Amanda to come anyways. I'm sorry. I love my old coworkers so much.
Yeah,
I love them
so
much.
They sound like the best.
Yeah, they are like the best kind of people. Anyways, so it was good catching up. But what are you telling me about this week?
So this week, I'm going to tell you about Bikram Chowdhury, the hot yoga guru / his problematic use of power.
Okay, I'm just gonna ask. Mm-hmm. Was he on an episode of Scamfluencers?
I don't know.
Okay, you need to listen to them. They are great.
Well, he's kind of, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. I don't know the name, but also, like, when you're, like, because they talk about a lot of yoga gurus
who,
maybe.
Like,
do shit, so.
Yeah. Okay, so my sources for this were the Netflix special, which I watched a few years ago because I kind of wanted to do, like, a crossover of, like, I love yoga, but also true crime. So this is, like, my compromise.
Oh, yeah.
So I watched the Netflix special Bikram Yogi Guru Predator. I also used an article by The Guardian called He Said He Could Do What He Wanted, The Scandal That Rocked Bikram Yoga. And then Wikipedia, of course.
So is Bikram, is that, like, a style of yoga?
It sure is.
Okay.
What is Smarty McSmart Smart? Okay.
I'm going to look
and see. And also I listened to a podcast called Navigating Narcissism with Dr. Ramani, Bikram Yoga and the Abuse of Power with Mandeep Kaur Sandhu. So, Bikram Chowdhury.
For everyone that doesn't know, Danae is an incredible yoga instructor. End thought. Go.
Okay, thank you. And that's exactly why I wanted to do this, was because when I get into how he made this sequence also spoke to me on a very, like, spiritual level.
Yeah, like, you
so,
get
like,
this.
I get
you've
it.
Been through this. Like,
yeah. I mean, I didn't do Bikram training because.
But becoming a yoga instructor and, like, how it's a lot.
It was very much relatable. On certain levels.
Sure.
Not
sure.
Abuse levels.
But like, you get it, like, on a different level. So that's why I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, so that's why I wanted to do it, because I teach hot yoga, or hot perfusion, which is a variation of hot yoga. I also teach sculpt.
I did your sculpt, right?
Yeah.
That's
which is nothing like hot yoga. It's like a vinyasa flow.
Oh, I almost with passed weights. Out in your hot yoga class because hashtag we were wearing masks. Yeah, that was terrible.
Okay, anyways. Bikram Chowdhury was born February 10th, 1944 in Calcutta, India.
Okay.
This makes him an Aquarius. Quick Google search on just things about Aquarius people. Creative, progressive, visionary. They believe in their ability to have nothing egocentric about them. LOL.
Lols.
So let's get into it.
How about the Aquariuses I know?
Right? So Bikram allegedly started his training in yoga by the highly respected guru Bishnu Charan Ghosh at a very young age of 5, like back in India. So, okay. Like by a legit guru.
So he literally grew up doing this.
Yes.
Okay.
He claimed to have competed and won the National India Yoga Championship 3 years in a row in his early teens.
Really quickly, what would that entail? Like winning a...
It's like you're doing postures and then they judge you on it. So it's almost like...
Okay.
Like gymnastics or like...
Because I know that sounded really weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, how did they even...
I never knew that was a fucking thing. Because in my mind, I was always like, yoga's not a competition. It's all about yourself. Like, we don't need to look at other people. You do you. You know?
That's what I was
Keep
wondering.
Your eyes on your own mat.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's why I was like, hold up. I need to figure out. Because I'm like, isn't it kind of like your own spiritual journey and like...
It's not a competition.
It's not.
At least in
today's... In the way you do it, which...
And probably the way that gurus did it, too. But whatever. So there was a National India Yoga Championship. We will come back to this...
Okay.
...at the very end.
Okay.
So just remember...
That there's a championship and what the fuck.
...things that he said.
Okay.
So Bikram arrived in Beverly Hills in 1971. He set up a hot yoga studio in his carpeted basement and began to teach. So basically...
What's keeping you back from doing that?
In my own carpeted basement?
As I look at your carpeted basement.
I could absolutely do that.
I would come.
Sounds terrible. Carpet. Gross.
We'll just do handstands Side against note, the wall.
Carpet. Can we just take a moment... If you've ever done a hot yoga class,
you can testify.
Yeah. There's a lot of sweating.
That seeps, yeah.
That's going to seep into the carpet.
So I didn't hear the hot part of it. Well, yoga in general, you'll sweat, but like hot yoga, no thank you.
Yeah, so his whole deal was that he would crank it to 104.
So he hated his carpet. He's like, fuck this carpet.
He was like, fuck carpet. Let's get our sweat up in here.
Fun fact. Did I not tell you that we had to pay off our Home Depot card and carpet was hella expensive? Yeah. So
you're not trying to get sweat up in
there. Yeah. Thanks, but no thanks.
So, but he thought that carpet was like the height of luxury. That's why he chose that.
Okay. Just really quickly. I'm sorry. I keep bringing this back to it. It's not hygienic, but our carpet to carpet our stairs in our upstairs area and that one room, that was almost $3,000. Like, it's way expensive.
And you're just going to put sweat in it.
Like, yeah.
No.
Like, girl, what is you doing?
What is you doing? Okay, anyways, besides the carpet.
Sorry, disgusting. I'm like, I get, like so, how that's what I get mad
here's
about.
Here's the thing. His class is 90 minutes.
Oh, wow.
An hour and a half. 104 degrees of hot yoga. It is 26 postures and there are 2 sets of breathing, one at the beginning, one at the end.
Is that when you're doing like this is like ground?
This is like ingrained in my blood. Like, I fucking love this series. I will give him that.
But do you feel like 90 minutes is almost too much?
I feel like it's, yeah, because certain postures I'm like, fuck this posture. And also, we don't need 2 sets of pranayama. At the beginning, it's like this weird, awkward hands beneath your chin. And
yeah, I was
like,
about to say, I didn't know what it was called, but
it's look it up.
Scream training?
Scream training, basically. So, I mean, some people did that.
Yeah.
26 postures. No, there was some people in my classes where I was like, girl, you're going to need to stop, like, screaming while you inhale.
Wait, people do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can tell you all the shit that people do. I want to half know. Wind removing pose. There's a reason it's called that. People let out farts, like big farts.
I mean, if you're
relaxed, compressing your digestive system, farts are gonna happen. It's natural, but like, does it need to be that loud? We're in a class full of 30 people. Take your
cheeks, put them apart. That's why farts happen.
Right. Okay, anyways, side tangent. So, he says that he created this sequence of 26 postures and the two breathing techniques. He even tried to copyright the series, but, like, you can't copyright, like, choreography, essentially. So, that didn't really happen.
I mean, you can't, but not with classes where it's just classes.
But like, what he did was he put his name on, like, the series itself and kind of, like, did teacher trainings to that series so that you are Bikram trained.
Okay.
So, in the 70s, he becomes quickly, like, famous. Like, celebrities are going to his class. They love him.
Do you know the celebrities that
were? I do.
Were?
Okay. I sure do.
Sorry, you know me. I'm going to be like, celebrities. No. What do you mean?
Tell me more. So, his first celebrity student that he claims, like, I don't... Take it with a grain of salt. He said it was Elvis. Was his first student.
Of course, because Elvis can't defend or deny.
Well, he's dead now.
So, yeah, exactly. You know? Well, at that time, I'm sure.
His second student was President Nixon. Allegedly.
Was President Nixon dead at this time?
No.
Okay, my mom met him.
Oh.
I'm not going to get into why. I'll let you know why, but my mom did meet him.
Okay. Was he cool? Probably not.
He was nice, is what she said, which you wouldn't expect. And Eisenhower was also nice, too.
Eisenhower.
Okay. Yeah, my mom's cool. She's, like, met presidents. She's, like, not a big deal. And I'm, like...
Just Care Bear, meeting presidents. Yeah. No big deal.
I literally haven't met anyone famous. And I'm, like, I think the guy at Boys Like Girls looked at me and I, like, talk about that.
One time I made eye contact with the lead singer of Boys Like Girls, so
it's a little deeper famous. Than that, but it's not cool anymore. So
okay, so he allegedly like fixed Nixon's leg, like he had some leg problem, I don't remember, who cares,
of course he did,
and he was awarded a green card for like curing him of Nixon's leg problem.
That's not how shit works, but okay.
But okay, Bikram, say what you want. Soon, people start buzzing around town about Bikram's yoga. It was kind of like a word of mouth thing. So, like, if you knew, you knew. Like, if you were cool enough to know to go to Bikram's basement, then, like, you were cool enough to know, you know?
Okay, and where was he located in
L.A.?
Okay.
Beverly Hills.
Okay.
So, like, the worst of the worst. I mean, yeah. Lovely people.
Okay, I like...
But you know what I mean.
For me, personally, I like visiting L.A. I wouldn't want to
stay Hell no. There. Hell no.
We need to
go Everyone's, to like, trying to get famous. Like, yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So, it felt very, like, if you're in the know, then you're cool. And this kind of word-of-mouth thing made people feel like they were, like, VIP.
Yeah.
Like, elite, you know?
And I can see kind of why that would happen. Yeah, you're like, totally. Oh, I'm doing this special yoga, you know? That's, like, a little bit different
from everything. Yeah, it's not, like, advertised on billboards. Yeah. It's just, like, only the cool people know.
Yeah.
So, Bikram was said to have made people feel like he could see into their souls. He made his students feel like he could see their potential. And he only pushed you to go further into your postures if he knew you could actually do it.
I mean, that's healthy.
And that's like a good sign of a good teacher.
Absolutely. Somebody that doesn't push you.
He could read people's bodies.
Because there's people who have hurt themselves because they were pushed beyond. And usually it's like personal goals.
Mm-hmm.
But like if a teacher knows your limits and they're like, you can do more, but you won't hurt yourself. That's good.
Yeah. So he had a very big personality. He was charming. He was funny. People just loved him. Like, he had this, like, draw, this, like, magnetic draw to him where people just wanted to be around him.
Yeah.
So his following began to grow and eventually, like, really expanded. And so he got to move out of his little basement and actually get a legit, real
studio. Continuously pay for carpet.
And he loved carpet. It was his favorite.
He could keep paying for it.
Yeah, I literally said that was, like, still carpeted. Gross.
Same wavelength.
So people just fucking adored him. He was like the new name in town. He was this new hip guy. Let me paint you a picture of what Bikram looked like.
Okay.
Okay, so picture like a medium-size-ish Indian man.
Okay.
He's balding on top.
All right, I was about to say, what's the hair situation? And he kind of
has like a long...
But I'm guessing he has a beard.
No. Clean-shaven. Long hair. So
he's got the cul-de-sac.
The, like, yeah, cul-de-sac on top.
Oh.
Long hair on the sides. And he would just wear a Speedo for practicing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So people could wonder about his situation, you know? It's not my fave.
I wouldn't want to wonder about it, but I guarantee I'd probably be like, what's going
on? You can't not look, you know? So anyways, he literally only wears his Speedo, and he has a microphone, like, headset thing.
Okay.
So we can, like, yell at people.
You never had that.
No, because gross.
You just would scream in everyone's face.
I'd be like, horror!
And I would, like, cry, but I'd be okay after I'm totally kidding.
I'm a really nice teacher.
You are really nice, and you were really fun. If I didn't know you, I'd be like, I like her a lot. But I'd, like, smile at you, and you're like, can you not?
I smile back.
I know, but mine was, like, obnoxious. And I was that's like, my
back at you.
Okay, if I'm ever go kidding. To a class, it's happening.
Okay, so his classes are full. He is expanding quickly. And, okay, here's the thing. He would call people out. Like, in his classes, there's footage of him. Like, I would never... in my class ever be like, go further, go further, go further.
Well, I liked
ever.
In your class, I have back issues and I couldn't like lay, well, you know, I couldn't lay on the cube and I was like worried you were going to come
block.
You know what I'm talking, cube block, same diff.
You know,
and I was
Lego.
So worried you were going to come over and help me. And I'm like, I had back surgery. I can't lay on this correctly. And you never did. And I was like, thank God.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to like force
I know Kim's
people
limits.
To do something.
She's
like,
not paying for this.
Yeah. Like, I'm not, I'll help you, but I'm not going to force you to do something.
Well, you'll help if somebody, like, needs help, but you're not going to, like, go over, because that's embarrassing when, like, you know, like, people go over and, like, be like, you're fucking this up.
Yeah. People, you can kind of read when people want to have that correction or when you're like,
yeah,
we're just going to move on in the next
exactly.
Posture. So anyways, he would call people out, but, like, not in a fun way. He would make fun of, quote, fatties in the class. Like, there was one guy in the documentary who was like, I was, like, 300 pounds when I started this journey.
Oh, and you're taking your health seriously and, like, doing something about
sure,
it. That's amazing.
Yeah. But Bikram would come up to him. Like, he specifically, like, remembered this time where they were doing awkward pose, which is, like, a seated, like, you are kind of in this, like, it's called awkward pose for a reason. You're kind of like in a squat, but your heels are up and you're hugging your belly in and you have to be in alignment, shoulders over hips. And Bikram comes over and he's like, suck that belly in, you big fat fatty. I don't want to see it jiggle.
What the fuck?
Like, I would
if
never.
You're truly a teacher, you want people to feel confident.
But you want to uplift people,
because
right?
How amazing is it that he's taking his health seriously and he's doing something about it? Like,
yeah. So he was a mega
Please
dick.
Tell me that guy stopped going to his class.
No,
after
he
that.
Loved it. He went on to his teacher training. Oh, that was the thing. The American people, LA people, loved it. They ate it up. They were like, oh my God, insult us more.
Like me, I'd be like, bye.
No, exactly me too. Like, yeah. Don't make me cry.
I mean, I think it's great that the people were okay with it, I guess. But, like,
but
I don't know.
They loved it because in their minds, he was, like, authentic and he was, like, funny. But,
he
like,
tells
kind
it like
of,
it is.
He was kind of, like, you know, edgy in that kind of way.
Yeah.
Like, no one would ever say that. But for him, it was almost like, you know, if you, like, see a comedian where they, like, say, like, shit, where you're like, oh, my God, that's hilarious, because I would never say that out loud.
Yeah.
It was kind of that vibe.
Bert Kreischer.
Yeah.
Love him, though.
So they're just kind of like, oh, my God. It, like, made him more respected, more lovable, more of a character.
I just, that's not my personality. Like, I can appreciate that people are that way, but, like, that's,
I would never.
That's not your personality. That's not my personality.
No, I would immediately.
Like, you and me would look at each other and be like, do you want to get the fuck out?
Yeah. 100%. So, aside from how much people loved Bikram himself,
okay,
the series of postures was described as magic, and it was hard. So I don't think you've ever done like the true like hot class with me.
No.
But basically it's a lot slower. I think I could
now if we're not wearing masks.
So essentially like you do the 26 postures, but it's like 30 seconds first set, a minute for the second set.
Okay.
So you do two sets of each of the postures and it takes 90 minutes.
Okay.
And then you have the two breathing parts at the beginning and the end. And so it's a lot of balance. It's a lot of just like, it's a lot of, you're so fucking hot. So it's like a mental game almost.
And when you leave, you're like, it's kind of like relieving because you're like.
But you're like, you need to stay in the room and literally just focus on the breath. Like we always tell people, don't leave the room because it's kind of like a shock for your body to go into the cold air and then come back into the hot. Like it's intense. So you're doing all these postures. You're breathing. You're focusing. You're working on your alignment. You're becoming aware of your body, where your shoulders should be, where your knees should be, where your hips should be. Like it all needs to be in alignment.
Yeah.
So it's like this really beautiful practice that I kind of understand too. Like as soon as I did it, the first time I did it, I was like, yes, I love this. I'm obsessed. And I went like every day.
That's why it's good you tell this because you're coming from a perspective of people who understand. Yeah.
Like the series itself, the whole entire practice is so beautiful and I love it.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
So I understand where some of these people were wanting to be good teachers and wanting to be a part of that community.
Something bigger than them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it kind of checks all the boxes. It's physical. It's good for your breath. It's good for your neurological system. It's good for your mental health. It's detoxing.
Yeah.
It's all the things. And it's spiritual. So also, just as a side note, he would sing during Shavasana. And, like, he wasn't a bad singer, but, like, there was this weird song about, like, you pay me to kill yourself. Like, it was, like, this whole weird fucking song. Okay, so
it's taunting. It's not, like...
It's kind of, like,
because rude. If he's singing spiritually, like, you know, like, right, doing that... Right, because
I used to have this teacher named... What was her name? I feel like it started with a CH. I don't remember. But she had, like, a siren's voice. Like, she literally would sing in Shavasana and I would get goosebumps. Like it was like this beautiful like Indian song. You should be a professional
singer.
No, truly, like it was.
That's really cool.
Mind blowing.
Yeah.
And I mean, he was okay, but like she was better. I forget her name.
But like he's taunting. That's not.
Yeah.
That's not gonna put you at ease. You pay me. Like immediately after that, I'm like, and I'm out.
Yeah. He's just a weirdo, right?
Yeah.
But so this just makes him explode. People who are, like, in the 70s, one, it's kind of like this fitness craze.
Mm-hmm.
And then now yoga comes around and people are, like, they're into it. Like, it was
yoga's here to stay, though. It's not going anywhere. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, it's been around for thousands of years.
Yeah. It's just more recognized, like.
And he brought it to America. Yeah. And so, that being said, bringing it to America, the media is just, like, calling it Mick Yoga, which I think is hilarious.
Mick Yoga?
Mick Yoga. Because it was so accessible and it was such a huge, like, household name.
Yeah.
Everyone knew Bikram. You know, like, everyone. It was like George Clooney, Michael Jackson, like, big name stars were talking about it. So he becomes quite wealthy just based off of his expansion. Business is going good.
Well, yeah, if he's doing well like that and if he's able to tell people like.
And if celebrities are giving endorsements like this is the hardest thing I've ever fucking done, like people want to go try it.
Oh, yeah.
So by the 90s, he has such a massive following that he decided to hold teacher trainings. So this is how he can go from like rich to like rich, rich.
How much were teacher training? Like, you have to pay for it, right?
Well, I'm so glad that you asked that. Because teacher trainings were around $11,000 per person.
For his class?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So, when I did teacher training through Core Power, I was also a studio cleaner. So, I, like, clean toilets and shit. So, I got a discount. And it was, like, $3,000 for a 200-hour training.
That's amazing, though.
$11,000 for 9 weeks.
No, that's insane.
That's a lot of money per person.
And is it full time? Like, you don't...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, there's no...
Was your teacher training, like, you were able to do that and have another job on the side?
Yeah. I don't know how I did that, but, like, being 21, you know, you just figure it out. You don't sleep.
The stuff I did at 21. Dude, now, yeah. I'm like...
I used to have to be to work at 6 a.m. Yeah. I could not do that now.
No. No.
And I would literally show up, like, half drunk.
I
would go to bed at, like, 2.
I go to bed... Like, I go... Like, I could don't not. Show up drunk. But I go to bed at, like...
10
and like I wake up, I have to get to work at 8, and I work from home like half the time, but there still. Are so many times where I'm just so tired.
Dude, I cannot function off of 2 hours of sleep.
No. Oh my god, being 21, I was a different species.
And I was like the top sales rep too, like,
yeah, same.
What was I doing?
It was when I worked at Nordstrom. I would kill it. It was, and just, I was like
youthful energy,
and I was like hungover. I can't do that now, like, yeah, I dude. Absolutely not.
No. Okay. So anyways, it's $11,000 per person. It's a pretty high price. And that's in the 90s.
I was about to say, and that's like...
So like, a lot of money.
Like 20 grand now.
Yeah. So basically, it was like this big cycle. So once you do the training, then you can apply to open your own studio. When you apply to open your own studio, Bikram has to like sign off on the lease... of wherever it is that you're going to do.
Okay, well, go fuck yourself.
Right,
sir.
But because you're doing his training and he's putting his name on basically like...
I guarantee it's people that are already well off and they're like, whatever.
I mean, I don't really know everyone's situation.
Yeah.
But it was like this whole thing. So like he would sign off on the lease, right? You would then open your studio and then get more Bikram followers. And then as a studio manager, you would be like, hey, Susie, you have a beautiful practice. Have you ever considered teacher training? And then Susie would be like, oh, my God, me?
Is
like,
it an MLM kind of thing a little bit?
It's not an MLM, but it's a very, like, cyclical way for him to continue to make money.
Okay, that's what I'm wondering.
So
I'm like-
you could only, after, like, his first initial trainings, you could only get into this training by being recommended by a Bikram studio manager.
Okay, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah. Like, so it wasn't an MLM necessarily because they'll take anyone, but...
No, you have to be recommended. And then from there, then you do a training and then you open a studio and then you recruit more people to do more training. So it's like, it's an endless flow of money for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Must be nice. Being picky and paying, or like having people pay $11,000
per person.
Yeah.
So his plan was to open 600 studios around the world. From there, you know, then he starts recruiting more people, more people, more people. And it was like kind of an elite program.
Yeah.
And basically, they're like each teacher training doubled and doubled and doubled. So like one of the ladies on the documentary series, she was like, our first class, like the first initial teacher training that he ever did was like 70 people. From there it doubled. From there it doubled again. From like it's getting to like 400 people.
And you're not able to not able to teach people correctly when it's that many people, because you can't keep track of what.
Well, and so he definitely had, like, people that helped him, but he was the main teacher.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, and the teacher trainings that I did, there was probably, like, 5 or 6, like, teachers, like, senior teachers that were helping us in a group of, like, 20. But for him to be doing this teacher training as him being, like, the main guy for 400 people, that's a lot of people.
That's not something that like you can watch what everyone's doing to make sure they're doing it correctly. You know
year
what I mean?
After year. But he would call people out if they weren't. Like, he would walk around and be like, no, 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 you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. And he would, like, make fun of you. So it was, like, very intense.
How does one person do that?
I don't know. He's fucking crazy, dude. So not only are people investing a whole bunch of money into this.
That's a lot.
They're also... living out of hotels, because they would host it at like big hotels internationally, and
for 9 weeks.
For 9 weeks,
that's a lot of
money. So everyone's kind of like living in that hotel for 9 weeks. They're all, you know, coming from different parts of the world. They're all away from home. They're invested. And they're kind of, like, banking on this to start their future career.
Absolutely.
You know, like, the main goal is for them to open a studio and make a living. So keep that in mind. Also, perks of being a Bikram teacher is that you could practice all around the world at any location for free.
So, okay. I mean, that helps.
That's, like, basic yoga teacher things.
Yeah.
Like, I can go to any Core Power for free because I'm a teacher.
Well, yeah.
But it was just huge. It was, like, nothing anyone had ever seen. So, it's 9 weeks long. It's held in hotels. People are practicing this hot yoga, like, basically in bathing suits. So, he's in a Speedo. Men typically wore Speedos or, like, kind of, like, booty shorts.
Yeah.
And then women wore essentially like bikinis. So everyone's like half fucking naked, more than half naked.
So he's loving it.
Hundreds of people all in one room, sweating, bending, stretching. You know, it's kind of got this sexual charge to it.
Well, sure. People wearing like not much clothing.
Yeah. I mean, and you're all right just there. Like showing your buttholes, you know?
Yeah.
Well, not really, but
look
like,
at my butthole.
And you're all, like, glistening and, like, sweaty goodness. So, week 5 of training was commonly known as sex week. Because everyone was horny. And they're all hooking up in the hotel rooms. And it's kind of, like, almost like college dorms because they're all staying in the same hotel. So, it's like, come to my room. You know?
Oh, my God. So STDs.
Probably. They didn't even mention that, but that's a good point.
Yeah. Hi, Olympics.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, and the training is intense. Like, Bikram has all these strict rules. You're not allowed to wear green because he fucking hates green.
Well, I'm out. How often do I wear green?
I don't know.
Like, all the time.
And black.
Plaid, I would be out.
Okay, yeah. He's like, don't wear plaid. Like, I'm out.
I'd be like, well, I have to quit.
Which I just think it's like such a weird, it's like almost like, was it the Rolling Stones who were like, no brown M&Ms in our.
I don't know who, but.
It was some rock band and it's like, calm down.
Weezer makes fun of that in one of their music videos.
They should.
My favorite song, Perfect Situation, which you thought it was Beverly Hills.
You said at one point that it was Beverly Hills.
That's my second favorite.
Okay, that's
But Perfect
wrong.
Situation, she has a bowl of like green M&Ms.
Oh.
She finds a brown one. You can just see her yelling at like people about it. So.
Yeah, so he like thinks he's a fucking rock star. Also, you are not allowed to go to the bathroom during lectures or during class. So like 90 minutes, it's kind of like, sure, you could wait 90 minutes, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you weren't allowed to go during his lectures either. So one, you're trying to be hydrated because you're losing so much sweat during your practice, right? But you also like don't want to drink a whole bunch of water because he's going to ridicule you if you leave the room. Like
Why
he will
that
call
bother
you out.
Anyone?
Because he's like crazy. He needs the control and he's just a weirdo. So he would basically like thrive on kind of like embarrassing people if they like left or
control.
Yeah. Also he had a habit of, I mean, we kind of touched on this, but like verbally abusing people.
Yeah.
So not only would he call people like fatties and stuff, but he would also say things like, you're a stupid bitch. Are you stupid? Do you understand English? Go back further, like, in their back bends, like, trying to
what
get them
the
deeper into the posture.
Yeah.
He also was noted as saying things like, women are only meant to spread their legs, like, weird misogynistic
Wait, we're
shit.
Not?
No.
Wait, you mean we have more substance than that?
Right? You mean we're actually human beings?
So weird.
Yeah. So, everyone's sweating their asses off in this heat.
Yeah.
But Bikram has this little stand at the front of the room where he has this big comfy chair and he has fucking AC vents venting on him only.
Do they know that?
Yeah. You could see it.
Okay.
Like, what a dick. So just thought I'd mention that because I was like,
yeah, because
really?
What a dick. Yeah.
You're like such a guru that like you can't even handle the heat. And you're just sitting there. You're not even doing the whole practice with them. So anyways.
What happens?
He's not my favorite. Okay, so, oh yeah, so they're practicing, they're sitting through the heat, they're doing all this stuff, and then at night, he would beckon people to come keep him company in his suite, oftentimes at the late hours of, like, 2 a.m. to 3 a.m.
Oh my god, really?
Because he didn't want to be lonely. And this is where things start to get kind of weird. So, I'm going to tell you about a few women, though, truthfully, there are probably thousands of similar stories, but I'm going to tell you some highlights of the people from the documentary and also the podcast that I mentioned earlier.
I'm like having to see if this guy is somewhere because I'm like, I swear.
No, don't look it up because it's going to give it away.
I'm not going to look it. I'm looking at if it's like, I promise I won't look it up.
Okay, because you're going to be really mad at the end. So Madeep Kaur Sandhu. She was part of the podcast about narcissism that I mentioned at the
beginning. Okay, the one you were talking about at the beginning. Okay.
But she was also in the Netflix special.
Okay.
So Madeep was a single mom from India. Unfortunately, her husband died in a car crash and she was left alone. So she decided to do the teacher training in hopes of opening her own studio and making a living as a yoga teacher. She was also trained in massage. So a few weeks into her training, she is called to come to Bikram's hotel suite for a massage. And she's like, cool, whatever. Like, I know how to massage people.
Okay, so this can't be a good thing.
Yeah, no, it's not a good sign.
Yeah.
So it's very late in the night. It's like 2 a.m. But he's her guru.
He's calling her at 2 a.m. I'd be like, I'm asleep.
Yeah, sorry. What? I didn't hear you.
I didn't hear it.
But he's her guru. She respects him. And so she agrees. So she goes to his room. He lays on the floor. And she's also kind of like, that's weird. Like, why are you laying on the floor?
There's a bed or something.
Yeah. Like, yeah. What are you doing? So anyway, she starts to massage his shoulders, his back, you know, normal massage things.
He had her lay on the floor because then she'd have to, like, lay on top of him.
Yeah. And then he starts demanding that she go lower and lower. Until eventually he's commanding her to massage his inner thighs.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm shocked.
Where this is going.
Yeah.
Then bro has a fucking audacity to tell her to massage his dick. What?
The audacity.
The fucking audacity of men. He takes her hand and puts it where he wants it. She immediately pulls back and is like, absolutely not.
This is not part of, like, what you needed.
This isn't what I signed up for.
This isn't a massage. It's not a happy ending, motherfucker.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not comfortable doing this. Yeah. He tries to play it off like nothing happened. Tells her it won't happen again.
Bullshit.
Two more times Bikram sends for her during the night to come massage him.
Why her?
I guess because she was trained in massage and because he liked her.
Okay.
Because he singled people out.
Yeah.
He's a fucking
That's why I'm like, why is it her, you know? Yeah.
So she's literally got her entire life riding on this training. She came from India.
Yeah.
To, I think it was LA.
And she doesn't, like, have her human anymore. Like, yeah. She passed away.
And she's doing this so that she can create, you know, a living for her and her
What an
son.
Asshole, knowing someone vulnerable.
So he knows this.
Yeah.
You know? So she's invested a huge amount of money. She kind of, like, feels like she has to. So she goes and she massages him again. She massages him, normal massage, and then, you know, he does what he does. He's, like, starting to, like, guide her to his junk. And by the third time of this same kind of pattern, she's like, this is not right. I am here to learn yoga. I am not here to be harassed.
Yeah.
So she goes to one of her male friends who was doing the teacher training with her, and she, you know, tells him what happened.
Okay.
And he tells her it's probably just a misunderstanding.
Oh, wow. Because I was, like, hoping, like, he would say something helpful.
Like, take her side.
Yeah.
Believe a woman.
Yeah.
You know, but
no. We don't do that. Why,
no, why would we do that?
No. They're hysterical.
Yeah. An asshole. So anyways, she's like, no, don't try to gaslight me. Like, I know he is a creep and he was intentionally doing this. This is not a misunderstanding. So then she goes,
misunderstanding would be mixing up the date. It's yeah. not him touching, making you touch his dick.
Yeah.
Like.
So then she goes to Bikram's niece, who was, like, in charge of all the enrollment of teacher trainers.
That's fucking weird.
And, well, yeah. And she tells her what happened. And his niece is like, oh, no, Mandeep. It must be a misunderstanding.
Stop defending fucking predators.
Right. So Mandeep is pissed, and she knows what's up. She's like,
how old is his niece?
I'm not sure, but she's an enabler.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, this was completely inappropriate. I want my money back, and I want to go home. And the niece is like, well, let me talk to him. Let me get it straightened out.
He'd be like, we'll talk over a massage.
Right. Fucking douche. So Mandeep, I mean, later on in the day, she has to go to the lecture. She goes to the lecture, and usually she's, like, so excited to learn. You know, she's ready to be there.
So she has the correct passion for this.
She's, like, up front, first row, so ready.
Yeah.
But this time, she goes into it, and she's, like, so over it. She's disgusted. She feels embarrassed and humiliated.
Why does she... I hate that she feels that way.
Exactly. Like, she's trying to make a living, and he's harassing her.
Invest in her future.
So she sits at the very back. She's, like, so over it. She's not even listening. She's like, I'm so done.
This guy clearly doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. Like,
I'm going to go back to India. This is not what I thought it was.
Yeah.
So after class, Bikram seeks her out to, quote unquote, apologize.
Oh, my God.
And by apologize, I mean he said, sorry you felt that way.
Oh, wow. The narcissistic apology.
Which is...
I didn't do anything wrong, but I guess you felt that way.
Yeah, no, fuck
God, him. If I had a dime.
So not a real apology at all, but he also convinces her to stay because she's so great at yoga, and he knows that she's going to be an amazing teacher one day, so he kind of gives her, like, a little pep talk, too. Like, you paid all this money, you came this far, like, you might as well stay.
And but she's like... He wants more massages.
She's like, you know, I did come here for a reason...
I paid a lot
and
of
she's
money.
Kind
of,
like, I love Mandeep because she's like, I'm not a fucking quitter.
Yeah.
But she's also, like...
Smart.
She knows what's up.
Yeah.
So...
I like that she's not just like, yeah, it must be a misunderstanding. She's like, no.
She was like, no, dude, this is not.
Yeah.
So then, as if to gaslight her even more, like it was all a big old misunderstanding, his niece, Bikram's niece, and his wife... start asking Mandeep for massages.
Okay, fuck off.
And of course, nothing happens with them because they're not.
Well, sure,
predators.
But like, what a fucking like slap in the face that you were like, you were gaslit into doing something you were not comfortable with, and now you still have to continue doing that. Maybe you're not doing fucking happy endings, but like,
but
the
they're
audacity.
Like essentially enabling him and making it seem like. This is all totally normal. The massages are totally normal.
God, I guess never mention your massage therapist.
Like, she just all had it in her
head.
Yeah. So, whatever. They literally did that on purpose to make it seem like, oh, you just took it wrong.
Yeah, of
but
course.
She ends up staying. She ends up opening a studio. She ends up, you know, having a great career. And luckily for her... No other incidents happened after
Shockingly,
she kind of put her foot down and threatened to leave and ask for her money back. Because it's all about the money.
Yeah.
Okay. So then victim number two that we're going to talk about is Sarah Baugh. Just like everyone else in teacher training, they had this whole, like, family thing. Like, oh my God, we're all family. She was completely enamored with Bikram. She wanted so badly to be not only a teacher, but a good teacher.
Yeah.
And I was like, girl, same. I wanted so badly. Like, when I first did teacher training, I was like, I don't think I'm cut out for this. I'm never going to be a good teacher. I'm never going to be able to do this.
And here you are killing it.
And, like, honestly, it's one of the only things in my life where I'm like, I did that.
Yeah. And you do it
and I do
great.
Feel like
yeah
I'm a
you
good
do
teacher.
A great job
but like I totally like she said that and I was like oh dude
same yeah
but so I could completely relate and then so her story kind of starts with his nastiness a few weeks into her training. So Bikram takes notice of her, and he sends for her. Like, he never, like, asks people to come to him. He, like, tells, like, one of the other, like, I don't know, like, his assistants or whatever to come get you kind of thing. So he sends for her, and she comes to his suite, and he's like, Sarah, what are we going to do? And she's, like, fully confused, like...
Make gloves together.
Gonna do about what? Like, what are you even talking about? And he's like, about us. And she's like, what?
Did you hear my eyes roll?
Yeah, no.
They rolled really hard.
Like, the earth trembled, like, with how hard they rolled.
My head hurts.
She's taken aback. She's like, what are you talking about?
Like, there's nothing.
Like, she idolizes him as a teacher, but there is, like, a no romantic chemistry. Tension. Like, ew, yeah. Gross. So she's not into him like that. And she respects him, but she doesn't want to, like, get with him.
But that's not her shit.
No, dude. So he asks again, what are we going to do about us? And she's just kind of like, oh.
Nothing.
It's like an awkward situation. And she's like, anyways, I gotta go. And she, like, leaves. So then, I think it was, like, shortly thereafter, they had to, you know, do their teacher training with, like, practicing the sequence.
Yeah.
So, okay. He was very hands-on with his assists. Like, there was footage of this lady doing full camel pose where it's, like, you start on your knees, you put your hands to your low back, and then you lift your heart up to the sky. Now, full camel, you, like, lean all the way back, put your elbows on the ground so your fingers are touching your toes.
Yeah.
Dude stands on her hips, like, her hip bones. He fully, like, mounts her. And I'm like, I literally watched it and I cringed so hard. I was like,
ouch.
Oh,
ouch.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You could really fuck someone up.
Yeah. Your back, your spine.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was, like, real hands-on with how he would do assists.
Oh, my God.
And even though people were like, oh, he, like, knows what your body can do, I was like, ugh.
He clearly doesn't.
That's a liability, dude. No. I'm not trying to break someone's back.
As much fun as that sounds.
No. So, anyway, she is standing doing bow pulling pose, which is essentially, okay, imagine you are balancing on your right leg.
Okay.
Your right arm goes up. Your left hand comes down to your side, palm face up. Face your palm up. And then you reach down, you grab the inside arch of your left foot. So this foot, your left foot, would swing behind you. You grab it. Exactly.
I hate it.
So this is a posture that is, like, a very big heart opener, but it's also, like, Sarah is bendy as fuck. Like, yeah. They showed her in the documentary, flexible. And she literally has her left foot above her head. Her back is bent in a way that I don't know why your back would bend like that, but that's what it's doing. So she's essentially in the splits.
Oh, Jesus.
Balancing splits.
Like, in the air?
Yeah, because she's balancing on her right leg as her base. Her legs are then separated. She is, like, doing full splits, basically. Dude comes up behind her, and he, in her words, literally pulls her apart. So he grabs her left ankle, pulls up harder, stretches her further.
No.
And then he goes crotch to crotch with her.
No.
Which is an immediate no-no. They told us that in teacher training, especially for men. Like, sorry, we're not touching privates. That's a sexual abuse lawsuit, probably because of this guy.
I'm glad they had to say it. Like, I'm not glad they had to say it, but I'm glad they did say something, you know?
Don't be stupid with touching people and coming into their personal space. So he is, like, crotch to crotch with her. She can't really get away because he's holding her left leg above her head.
Well, that's
she's in the splits.
Why he's doing it.
And cherry on top, he's being a mega creep, and he's whispering in her ear. Mind you, he has the microphone on, right? He's whispering so low that the mic doesn't catch it. He's whispering in her ear, Sarah, what are we going to do about us? what are we going to do about us?
So he's doing it in front of everyone so she can't, like, shove him away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This guy is next level mega creep.
God.
So, you know, eventually the posture has to end. And she gets out of the posture and she's just like, what the fuck
just happened?
Yeah. Like, she's...
No.
Yeah. But she wants to make this into a career. And what is her voice amongst hundreds of people who worship this man? You know, like, if she says something...
We've all been there.
Who's gonna believe her? When all these people are, like, following him like he's, like, a cult leader.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, he's a nasty ass. As I mentioned, Bikram would commonly call people to his room in the very wee morning hours to keep him company. So one such times, Sarah goes with a group of people to his suite to watch old classic Bollywood movies.
Okay.
She falls asleep on the couch and she's awakened when everyone is leaving.
Oh no.
But she still has to, like, find her shoes and bag. And she's like, wait, hold on. Like, you know, when you're kind of, like, you just woke up and you're a little bit, like, where am I?
Dazed and confused.
Yeah, she's like, hold on, I need to find my shoes and my bag. So she's fumbling around trying to find her shit. The group just, like, leaves. They're like, anyways, we're going, bye.
What the fuck?
The door clicks shut. And Bikram is, like, instantly on her. He's got her pushed up against a wall. He starts kissing up on her. Like, being all, like, forceful and, like, weird. And he starts saying over and over, I'll have you this time. Proceeds to assault her. She, thankfully, like, kind of, you know, comes to and she elbows him out of the way, ducks under his arm, and gets out of there. And escapes.
Dear God, what the fuck?
Yeah. So the next day she has to act like nothing
happened. I'm not saying much because I'm just in shock and awe.
Yeah. Okay, so next victim is Larissa Anderson.
Okay.
She was another teacher trainee.
I hate that the victims keep continuing.
Oh, yeah, dude. And this is just, like, I feel like I'm only telling you the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, absolutely. There's so much shit that people didn't say because they were, like...
Afraid.
I've invested too much money. Mm-hmm. Lather, rinse, repeat. We've heard the story before.
Yeah.
Not this story, but you know what I mean? Like, stories like this. Yeah.
Kind of thing. So, after she had finished up training, she was actually invited to Bikram's home in LA.
Gross.
Mind you, Bikram has a full-ass wife and multiple kids. Just keep that in mind.
Wait, so it's not good when you're married to, like, invite someone of the opposite sex to, like, come hang out? Like, that's not okay?
No, like, stay at their house. But his wife was, like, fine with it. Like, I think she was just so blinded by the money that she, like, didn't fucking care.
We've heard the stories of people who, like, have a spouse. Carlo Malka and Paul Bernardo. Excuse me.
People are greedy.
That are cool with guys being, like, predators.
Yeah. So she goes to stay for a short while at his home.
Yeah.
The night before her visit ended, Bikram's wife, Rajashree, and their kids hit the hay. So.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
So now it is just Bikram and Larissa.
Of course it is.
Her beloved guru. Bikram puts on an old Bollywood movie.
When a guy, married or not, puts on a movie.
It's the same thing that he did with Sarah.
Yeah.
Put on an old Bollywood movie. That's what he loved to do. He turns the volume way up.
Does nothing get you hotter than an old Bollywood movie?
I mean, I fucking love some Bollywood music, though.
Fun fact, we took a quick break and Danae did the pose and I, like, stood behind her and I'm like, wow, this is really easy to do and
crotch
I hate
to crotch.
It.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was like, okay, hold on.
We'll put pictures up of this pose just so you can understand.
Yeah, so you understand and know that he's standing behind her.
And being
I think that's a big
creep.
Context, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so the volume's way up. Larissa can't hear what he's saying because he's, like, talking about the movie. He's like, blah, 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 you know, this actor, whatever the fuck. And so she turns to look at him, and when she turns to look at him, he grabs the back of her head, pulls her in and starts, like, shoving his tongue in her mouth.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, what the fuck? Like,
oh, my God. Ew.
Yeah. So she's completely thrown off. And so, like, pushes him away.
Like, I'm sorry, I was here for, like,
she was like, train. What? Like, I'm trying to be a yoga teacher, bro.
And you have a cul-de-sac haircut. Nobody's into it. Sorry.
Sorry, it's frizzy, too. It's not cute.
Yeah.
Just use cold water.
Just be bald.
Be proud.
It's fine.
Bald is better than cul-de-sac. There, we said it. It's PSA for everyone.
Okay. So then he tries again. Like, after she pushes him away the first time, he tries again. And she's like, no, I don't want to do this. So then he gets up and he takes her hand and he takes her to the kitchen. And she's like fully expecting him to apologize for being a weirdo. And
I mean, nobody, no normal person does that. But like a more normal person's like, wow, I'm sorry. You didn't realize you didn't want that.
My bad. I misread your signs or whatever. No. Instead, he pulls up her skirt. He takes down his boxers and he rapes her.
Yeah.
Oh.
She describes it as an out-of-body experience. When he was done, he went back, sat on the couch, resumed his movie. And it was, like, so unreal to her. It was like this nightmare. She's in complete shock. She remembers walking over to him, kissing him on the forehead, and saying goodnight before heading up to bed. Because she was so, like...
That didn't just happen.
Yeah. Like, this can't be real. She didn't sleep at all for fear that he might come into her room.
Yeah, that's a logical fear.
Yeah. So the next day, she had to act as if nothing happened. Everything was normal. And she went home as planned. She ended up swearing a friend to secrecy once she got home. She was like, I need to tell you something, but you cannot tell anyone.
Yeah, I don't need anyone to know about this.
And her friend was like, fine, okay, what
I hate
was it?
That she didn't feel comfortable sharing this.
I know. So she told her friend what happened, and her friend's like, well, what are you going to do? And she's just like, I can't do anything. Like, who's going
to
believe me?
What am I supposed to do?
I'm going to keep quiet. This never happened. I'm going to shove it deep down. And that's it. Shortly after that incident, Bikram granted her access to open a studio. Like, it's just so
such a
gross and sick and
gross,
like,
person.
What, like, it was almost like a trade-off for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So nasty. So fast forward a few years. Sarah Baugh has a baby girl with her husband.
And this is not the last girl. That last
Sarah
girl's Larissa.
Baugh, yeah. Sarah Baugh is the one who was
the pose,
doing
and he
standing bow pulling, and he was crotch to crotch with her.
Okay. Okay.
And he put an old Bollywood movie on and then tried to push her up against the wall and, like, get at her.
Ugh.
But she escaped.
Yeah. Good for her.
So, obviously, she is super happy that she has a sweet baby girl. She's teaching yoga. Her career is going well. And she's just overjoyed to be a mom.
Yeah.
In her words, one day her sweet little baby girl looks up at her after she had just out of class, and her baby says, I want to be just like you, mama. I want to be a yoga teacher.
Oh, no. She's like, oh, I don't want you to go through that.
Mm-hmm. And all Sarah could think as she looked at her little daughter is, no, you don't, because you'll get raped.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was her moment where she knew she needed to speak her truth.
Yeah.
So in 2013, she gets a lawyer to represent her, and she goes to the press with her story.
Yeah.
Badass bitch. So, of course, Bikram denies it, as he would.
I mean, oh, what?
He's saying things like, you know, once you're rich, everyone wants some of this money. These are all baseless allegations. All this shit. The usual denial.
Yeah, whole blue.
The Bikram community is outraged. Like, how dare she speak out against their guru? Oh. He has done everything for us. All the shit, you know.
Yeah.
People are freaking out. But her words were validated by many other women. Like an avalanche, more accusations started to become public.
Yeah.
One woman in particular, Pandora Williams, told the world about Bikram's verbal abuse. So not only was he calling names and just being, like, a complete jerk, but he was also a racist. He was saying racial slurs. Pandora was a black woman, and he had, quote, told, what did he say? He said, in front of everyone, as he did, to get this woman out of here, she is cancer.
So what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, yikes. Why would you ever say something like that to anyone
who
paid $11,000 to do your program? He refused to refund her.
Race or not, does not matter. So he kicked her out and then refused to refund her.
And then refused to refund her.
$11,000, I would fight somebody.
100%. So she had a lawsuit against him and just spoke about all her horrible experiences. Mandeep sees the story about Sarah coming out, as well as Pandora. But also, like, it speaks to her about Sarah because it was the sexual assault. So Mandeep comes forward as well. And she is so freaking badass. She's like, I knew the whole time he was a predator. No one would listen. She tells her story about the weird massage situation.
Yeah.
Then Larissa hears Sarah and Mandeep's story, and she is, like, shook. She's horrified to know that it wasn't just her.
Oh, no.
So she kind of has, like, these allies. So she decides to come forward with her statement.
Yeah.
However, when she goes to LAPD, just fucking guess what they asked her.
What were you wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
What were you wearing, and were you drunk at the time
of
the incident?
Oh, it does not fucking matter, people. Yeah.
Victim blame.
You can
central.
Be naked. It doesn't matter. You're not asking for anything.
If you say no, no means no.
Yeah. And it ends there.
They just didn't take her seriously, and she went to the media. She was like, well, if you're not going to take me seriously, I'll tell the press.
Yeah.
So the media is, like, losing its shit. Everyone was, like, you know, years prior obsessed with Bikram and the amazing things that he's doing.
Yeah.
And now it's turning out that he's, like, a mega creep.
Yeah.
So Mickey Jaffa Bowden was Bikram's legal head at this point in time. She was being bombarded with lawsuit after lawsuit, and she just, like, couldn't do anything about it because more and more people were telling their stories, and she can't really defend him because, like, he is a predator. So all these stories confirm to her that he's a predator. The veil of, like, the Bikram, you know, charm has been lifted from her eyes.
Good. Bye.
Yeah. So one day he calls her into his suite, and she recalls this, like, in the documentary. She's like, usually we would talk in, like, the main room of his suite, but he calls her to his bedroom.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So he gets under the covers like a child, and he, like, pats the spot next to him, and she's like, no, dude.
I do that with my dogs.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to get in bed with you. Like,
I don't even do that with Keith.
Do you know how many stories are coming out of you, like, harassing and assaulting people? I'm not going to, like, put myself in that position.
Yeah, thanks, but no.
So she's like, no. Mickey then proceeds to have a private conversation with Raja Shree, Bikram's wife. And she's like, dude, I think we need to start, like, taking the power away from Bikram. Like, this is getting too much. It's becoming, like, a huge issue. He's not listening. He's just continuing to do what he does. It's not good press. And Raja Shree is just like, let him do what he does. Let him have his women.
Girl.
Don't talk about it. And then she proceeds to threaten Mickey. She's like, leave it alone or something really bad is going to happen to you and your family.
Oh, fuck you.
So Mickey has a husband and a little daughter at this time. So she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
She's shocked. And a few weeks later, she is forced to resign because they're kind of like, we can't have you just
talking.
Oh,
my God, no.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So Mickey enlists the attorney, Carla Minard, to represent her and go after Bikram. Carla agrees on one condition, that if they're going to go for him, they are not going to take any sort of deals, pleas, or settlements.
No.
And Mickey's like, hell yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
Let's do it. Why not?
It took 3 whole years to actually go to trial.
I'm not surprised.
Because Bikram would just delay and delay. The pre-trial tapes are like a real peek inside what misogynistic asshole he is.
Yeah.
So he would plead the 5th for any question in regard to assault or abuse.
Wow, which, how Jeffrey Epstein of him.
And in turn made him look guilty.
Yeah. plead the fifth when you, like, are stating your truth and it's, like, not incriminating.
Right. So, and then he would have, like, little mantrums because he didn't, like, ask a whole bunch of questions.
Oh, that especially is so unfortunate woman. That I know that now. Yeah.
He went off on this rant about he hates four things. Cold weather, cold food, cold hearts, and cold pussy.
Okay.
Absolutely vile.
The fact that that's...
Shut the fuck up. I want to slap the shit out of him.
I hate cold mornings. I hate cold food.
Cold hearts I can agree with.
Yeah.
Cold pussy? That's not even a thing.
I remember like, oh, what a cold dick. Like, it's fine. You do you, I guess.
Sorry about your freezer dick.
Yeah.
So,
warm it up.
I'm almost done. I'm sorry. I'm finishing it up. I know this is a long one. But so he went through seven lawyers because they were all like, you're crazy.
Okay, that alone, bye, you're guilty. Yeah,
I'm surprised he didn't represent himself.
Yeah. So, he didn't Ted Bundy, yeah. if you will. My God.
Finally, in 2016, he goes to trial. He's trying to say these allegations are making him bankrupt. Ugh. He can't run his business.
Yeah, because you're a fucking predator,
but
dick.
Meanwhile, he's a stupid, dumb idiot because his kids are posting to Instagram about all the luxury cars that he's buying them.
That's why you don't
they
have children.
Literally have pictures of, like, a warehouse full of Rolls Royces, the most expensive cars you can get. Like, Aston Martins, you know, like, I don't even know, other expensive cars.
Okay, I'm going to say something controversial.
Okay.
Rolls Royces are not cute. There, I said it. They're not.
I mean, they look old-timey.
They're iconic. And you're like, oh, shit. But I'm not, like, if I had all the money in the world...
No, they had, like, I wouldn't have hundreds of cars, dude. Like, yeah. It's, like, insane the amount of money this man made.
I would have a blue Ford Bronco and be happy with it.
Right? Okay, so anyways, when lawyers bring up his children's Instagram, he's just like, he doesn't have an answer.
Exhibit A, Instagram.
Okay. So he's been, like, real bad at trial. Like,
yeah.
Real bad.
Oh, my God.
Yet, Carla Minard says he gets off the stand and gives his lawyers a thumbs up. Like, he's doing real good.
Oh.
Like, he's so out of touch with reality. He's like, we're doing it.
So, like, my butt.
They're like, no, we're doing terrible.
Put your thumb down, baby girl.
You're losing. So, basically.
Oh, my God.
He loses the $7.5 million lawsuit that Mickey brought forth.
Bye.
The jury found him guilty of malice, oppression, and fraud. He's, like, shocked. Because, you know, thumbs up.
No, thumbs down, yikes.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Evidence. 1 week later, it is discovered that he has gotten a quote-unquote divorce from Rajashree. He's given her all of his assets and also hidden assets.
Wow, I wonder why they got divorced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, exactly. And then he flees the fucking country. So prepare to be mad.
Obviously, he's not guilty.
So, obviously, he never paid the $7.5 million that he was supposed to.
Wow, I'm so surprised.
And he was never prosecuted for all of the sexual assault cases.
Oh.
The L.A. District Attorney didn't want to pursue the case of sexual assaults.
Cool, so these women just get to know that he was able to sexually assault them and just, like, walk.
And then just be free man.
Yeah.
There have never been any orders to indict or extradite him for his crimes. So he's just living a free man.
I'll kill him.
I wish I could take a picture of your face right now.
There's so much. I am confusion.
Yeah. And he's not even, like, undercover, dude. He's not even, like, living incognito somewhere. He is fully in Mexico. He's opened a studio there. He's doing teacher trainings. He's posting to Instagram. He's held teacher trainings in Spain. He is active on the gram.
I'm mad as fuck right now.
I know. And when asked about how she feels about justice not being served, Mandeep said that...
Not great. Not great, bro. Not great.
Not great. But she was like, although he didn't get legal justice... She feels that his ego is deeply wounded.
Oh, fuck off. I don't care about his fucking, like, fragile
but
ego.
But he was such a bragger. Like, he would name drop like it was nothing. And now his
I
name...
I taught Elvis. I taught Nixon. Like, shut the fuck up.
That was a great Bikram voice.
Thank you so much. I've worked on it.
I've worked on it.
Know you were doing this now, but I practiced weekly.
His name and his reputation are completely tainted.
Oh, no.
You know, like, I mean, he's not, like, he's still getting followers. He's still getting people that are doing teacher trainings, which is,
he,
like,
didn't learn his lesson.
Beyond me.
What I'm hearing.
But he's still making money out there and, like.
So gross.
Not to, like, assume, but also to assume he's probably still sexually assaulting women.
Of course he is.
Right? Like, why would he not?
He's gonna stop? For what he's been.
Are you kidding me? So, last little bit, just to prove he's a fucking lying liar. The first yoga competition was in 1974, long after Bikram had left the country. Because remember, he came in 1971.
And this was, like, Beverly the Hills. First confusing part of the story, and now it's just, like, a drop in the bucket. It's like, yeah. What else?
According to Mukul Duda, who also studied under the guru Bishnu Charan Ghosh, Bikram did not make up the series that he claimed he did. The posture sequence was stolen from Ghosh and marketed as Bikram's own.
Wow, you mean he's not a good guy after all?
What?
Wait, you mean he's a lying liar?
He's a fucking lying liar.
Oh my god.
After further investigation, Bikram did not even start training with Ghosh until he was 18, not 5. So, like, you were not training your whole life, you dick. Also, last thing, Bikram only did 6 months of asana training, aka asana means posture training, and he didn't.
Wait, how long?
6 months. Okay. Which is, like, a long time, but, like, to pretend like you're a guru.
But since you've been doing it since you're 5.
Yeah, you weren't doing it since you're 5, bro.
It's not a long time.
No. And he didn't even finish his pranayama breathing, or his pranayama training. Pranayama is the breath work.
Wow, the story just gets better and better, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that is the horrible, terrible, worst story of Bikram Chowdhury,
ever.
The lying liar, but also I do love hot yoga.
Okay, but, like, you're not
assaulting.
But
he didn't invent it.
Danae, you've never come behind me when I'm doing a pose and
crotch,
like,
just
leaned your vagina against me, like, lean into it. What do we do?
I would never. I would never.
That would be so weird.
He really took control and abused the power that he had and abused his celebrity.
Yeah.
And really thought he was above the law and then just, like, escaped.
I'm mad.
What a dick. It pisses me off that no one has really even tried to pursue him. Like, we know where he is.
We just
don't care. Because, like, why would we? You know? Like, it makes me mad.
I just hope he steps on Legos barefoot, like, the rest of his life.
Just multiple times a day.
I hope what happens to my stomach happens to his stomach times 10 every day.
Mm.
That's mean of me, almost.
Yeah.
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 But, wow. Wow.
Yeah, he sucks.
We'll post pictures of the pose and pictures of...
Should we post a picture of the pose of you, like, sexually assaulting me while I do the pose?
I think people would take that out of context of, like, what the fuck?
What is happening?
What is Mysterious Mavens turned into?
We'll put you behind me and then we'll put arrows with, like, crotch to crotch just so they know, you know? We'll add, like, a foot between us, but we'll be like, this is what's happening.
This is... You're welcome.
We'll paint a picture.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Danae was like doing it, and I'm like, oh wow, so we can touch crotches. We're close, it's fine.
It's fine, it's fine. So yeah, he sucks.
Oh my gosh, well go look at our Instagram. We include pictures of all of our stories, and we post every Wednesday. I don't think we ever say that, but we have new episodes come out every Wednesday.
Hump day?
But they come out like Tuesday at midnight, so...
Yeah.
So we can make sure they're there Wednesday morning for all your driving needs. But we post pictures. I try to do it Tuesday night, but let's be real. The who I am as a human, it comes out Wednesday morning.
That's fine.
But like 6 a.m.
Who's checking?
You're checking? Fuck off.
Like, stop being
You'll
the
get
check
them
police.
Eventually. Calm down. Except for that one time Kim was like having a hard time. Today is like, I have this. I'm going to take care of it.
I got you.
But yeah, go look at our Instagram. We include photos and sometimes we just do funny photos. We also
send us emails.
Yes, please.
Our email at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
Which is also our Instagram. We also have a website, and we do have a Facebook group. I try to post great. Danae just rolled her eyes harder than I did.
I hate Facebook.
I know, but like, if that's all you have, just join it. But
just
like,
join it.
Just join it.
Kim will tolerate it. To you.
Yeah, I'll comment to you. Do you want to talk to Kim? Comment on Facebook. All right. Well, please take care of yourselves and self-care for yourself.
Until next time. Bye.
Bye. I have asthma.